The cover of the latest edition of McSweeney's, the publishing sensation of writer Dave Eggers, makes a bold declaration. In a simple black and white design, it proclaims it's time to rejoice because of the election of Barack Obama. Inside the covers, it's a compilation of short stories by well-known and lesser-known writers. Chris Flynn has been reading McSweeney's collections for years, and this is what he thinks of issue number 30.
The worrying thing about the new president is that he has small hands, according to McSweeney's at least. The cover of this latest issue of Dave Eggers' Fiction Quarterly is a typographic smorgasbord dedicated to the fact that we need to rejoice in Obama's appointment. Witty nuggets include, "Wash us clean, please, sir," "Do you think you'll gain weight?" and my favourite, "You can take that Canadian flag sticker off your backpack now." The McSweeney's crew intended their quarterly to be an 8-issue experiment and just got carried away. Now, they're up to issue 30 and returning to their original Icelandic printer, Oddi. In the lengthy intro, they encourage support for Icelandic businesses, basically because their bankers are crazier than bankers pretty much anywhere else in the world. It's tough to argue the point. This issue's crisp white aesthetic is illustrated with funny little pen drawings and hard to resist. This is what got them where they are today, after all. In the 7 years since they started, they've released issues with fold-out covers, magnetic spines, even one with a free comb. Running through all this design quirkiness has been a pretty consistent standard of short story. As can be expected from any fiction quarterly, there'll always be stories you like and ones you don't. For me, though, this latest issue hits the mark with pretty much every one of the tales within, and that's something they haven't managed for a couple of years. Although there are only 12 stories in all, I'll never be able to do them all justice in this review, so I'll talk about the highlights for me. Romanian playwright Matei Viznich contributes a beautiful fable about the invasion of a city by a series of animals. Now, his work is translated here for the first time and will strike a chord with anyone who's ever driven over a cane toad with glee. Viznich's work was banned for several decades until he found political asylum in France. He's a fine example of the sort of writer we tend to miss out on here in Australia for want of good translators. McSweeney's support of lesser-known American writers is well documented, and this issue is no exception. Catherine Bussinger's story, Foothill Boulevard, follows on neatly from J. Malcolm Garcia's tale, Cuts. Both fit the maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel theme quite well. Bussinger's affecting story is of a woman trying to rebuild an abandoned house in the middle of a grim housing project. Her social isolation is matched by that of Garcia's protagonist, the embittered manager of a homeless shelter whose money is slowly running out. Social ills pervade most of the other stories too, with escaped mentally ill patients vying for your attention alongside a woman who can make time stop with an orgasm. Now, the big guns here are Michael Cera and Wells Tower. Cera, you may know as the goofy young actor from TV show Arrested Development. He's doing well in the movies now too, though, proving himself to be a gifted comedian in films like Superbad and Juno. This is his first published short story, Pinecone. It's the very funny tale of a bad-tempered, struggling young actor, which probably wasn't much of a stretch for him. It does make for a nice contrast, though, to the beautifully told but slightly grim tales elsewhere. Wells Tower, that's a name to watch out for. His short story collection, Everything Ravaged, Everything Burned, has just come out overseas and will be a big talking point this year. His story here, Retreat, has already appeared in issue 23 of McSweeney's. Back then, it was about a failed music teacher who was forced to visit his loose cannon brother in the mountains. Their hunting trip to shoot a moose ends in an amusing mess. Tower was quite unhappy with the story, though, so he rewrote it from the point of view of the brother who lived in the mountains. Very clever idea, and a superb read yet again. The good news for Australia is that Wells Tower and the publisher of McSweeney's, Eli Horowitz, will both be in the country later in the year, so watch out for them. If you see them, shake their hands and reassure them that it's okay. We think America is kind of cool again now, thanks to Barack.
Chris Flynn reviewing the latest McSweeney's collection of short stories. It's issue 30 and it's called The Forge Ahead Throwback Issue. And Chris Flynn is the editor of his own Australian-based literary magazine, Torpedo. This is The Book Show on ABC Radio National. I'm Ramona Koval.